You don't get to heaven by your works, no. But your reward in heaven will be according to those works, according to the New Testament. What that says to me is that although people can make it by the skin of their teeth, by repenting in their last dying breaths, nevertheless, their degree of felicity will not be nearly as great as that of those who have been serving Christ faithfully for many, many years.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for tuning in once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we continue this current series of answering questions that have been submitted to the podcast, and these are really good questions. Today, someone has submitted this one. This is good. And lots of people ask this one. The question is, can I wait to get right with God on my deathbed? So can you repent at the moment of death and still have the same salvation as somebody who's been a Christian for many years? That's kind of a tricky question, but it's a fascinating one. And it's certainly one that many people are concerned about. You know, we talk about foxhole faith when people cry out in desperate moments of crisis or postpone to their deathbed the moment of committing their lives to Christ. Now, some people say that it doesn't make sense for somebody who has been a Christian all their life to be in the same state as somebody who did as they pleased all their life and waited until the last second to get their accounts square with God. Well, there's a parable in the New Testament in which Jesus speaks about those who agree to work for a certain wage. And then at the last minute, some other people are hired and work only for a few minutes, but they get the same pay. The first group is really bent out of shape, and they say, hey, what's going on here? There's no justice in this. Does the second group receive the same salvation? Yes and no. They are brought into a state of salvation. That is, they escape the punishment of hell and enter into the kingdom if indeed that last breath repentance is genuine. The requirement for entrance into the kingdom of God is to repent and to believe in Christ. The thief on the cross did it in the last moments of his life, and Jesus assured him that he would be with him in paradise. So there we have Exhibit A in the New Testament of someone who actually did that and who was promised by our Lord himself that he would participate in Jesus' kingdom. So certainly it's possible for a person at the last moment of their life to repent sufficiently, believe, and be justified, and enter into all of the benefits of membership of the kingdom of heaven. However, the Apostle Paul speaks of those who make it into the kingdom of heaven by the skin of their teeth. I think a deathbed believer would be in that category. We tend to think that all that matters is getting there because there is an unbridgeable chasm between getting into heaven or missing it altogether. Yet Jesus tells us to work and to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven because he promises emphatically that there will be rewards dispensed to his people according to their obedience and their works. You don't get to heaven by your works, no, but your reward in heaven will be according to those works, according to the New Testament. What that says to me is that although people can make it by the skin of their teeth, by repenting in their last dying breaths, nevertheless, their degree of felicity will not be nearly as great as that of those who have been serving Christ faithfully for many, many years. Now, if we turn your question around and ask if a person could live his whole life in sin, rebellion, and disobedience, and then on his deathbed truly repent and go to heaven, the answer is yes. Just as the thief on the cross met the Savior in his dying moments and was guaranteed eternity with him. Our God is that good, that gracious, that merciful. The New Testament speaks of those who are saved by the skin of their teeth. It's certainly not a wise course of action to postpone your repentance until the day of your departure, because, dear one, we don't know when that day is on the schedule. Even though making a confession simply out of fear is not enough, that fear should give pause and cause us to think seriously about our future eternal state, whether in heaven with God or in a devil's hell, forever and ever. So, dear one, some of you have been straddling the fence today. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? The Bible says that today is the day of salvation, and that now is the appointed time. Don't waste another moment on foolishness, on sin. Don't waste your life on junk. But open your heart to Jesus today. I want to pray a prayer with you right now. There are some of you who truly know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and you know you're heaven-bound, and you're going to be with him for all eternity. And that's awesome. I rejoice with you. And yet there are others of you that are listening right now who just don't know. You don't know where you're headed once you close your eyes in death. There's another group of you, a third group. You knew Jesus at one time, but you've backed off. You've backslidden, as the Bible calls it. And you've been living a selfish life for yourself, maybe for your lusts. Maybe you're in bondage to pornography or substance abuse, whatever the case may be. And you need to come home. You need to come home to Christ right now. I invite you all to pray this prayer with me. And just mouthing the words to a prayer won't do anything for you. But if you are ready, if your heart is breaking because you know you're far away from God, then pray this prayer with me. Open your heart. Pray it with all your heart. Let it come through your lips. Let's pray right now. Repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. Yes, pray it with me. Out loud, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. And with my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him the Lord of my life. And according to God's holy word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am born again. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, dear one, you have made the decision, the greatest decision you've ever made. Praise God. Jesus tells us that when you make or I make this decision to receive Him as Savior and Lord, that the angels of heaven rejoice over you and over me, over us. Because we are now children of the Most High God. We are blood washed, cleansed from our sin. Citizens of heaven. Praise God. If you've prayed this prayer with me with all your heart, welcome to the family, dear one. And contact me. Let me know you prayed this prayer with me. Go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. I'm not selling you anything. Just write me, tell me through my website or through my app, yourplaceofgrace.com. Hey, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you. I'm a child of God. I made Jesus my Savior and Lord. And I will send you some resources free of charge, postage paid, to get you started in your walk with Christ. Praise God. I'm so excited for you. And tell other people about your decision. That's so important. And then find a good church. Ask God to lead you, to guide you, to just the right church for you. And get involved. Get plugged in. Be part of the family of God. Welcome to the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastors, if you're listening, I would ask you to please prayerfully consider inviting me to come and to preach and teach this message of the cross at your church, in your community. We've been on the road now for 10 years as a traveling evangelist. And before that, I pastored for 16 years in Assemblies of God churches. And we've seen God do marvelous things. The Holy Spirit moves powerfully in our revival services, in our Your Place of Grace conferences. So go to our website and look at the testimonials of other pastors who have had us in their church. God is moving in our services. Pastor, you won't be disappointed. I will be a friend to you, a prayer partner, and a friend to your family. And I promise I won't leave you a mess to clean up once I leave. Praise God. Thank you for listening today. Can't wait to see you again. Until we do meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Slusas. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.